We were expecting former Minister and MEC Mosebenzi Zwane back on the stand at the Zondo Commission today. Last week, he shocked Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo with his lack of appreciation of his role, the law, his responsibilities, while Free State's Agriculture, MEC. He was going to be facing more questions around that 1 billion rand housing project that was looted, but it does seem as though he's managed to kick for touch and delay a little. Let's speak now to Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter. Ntokwana, how did Mosebenzi Zwane get out of testifying today?
No, it's actually the Deputy Chief Justice and his team who say that they would like to postpone him to the 13th of October, I suppose, because there appears to be more testimony that's coming through that needs to be dealt with before he comes back. And when he does come back, he's expected to talk about the scheme that many officials say that he personally devised. This was a scheme that saw nearly 600 million rand being paid to suppliers of building materials for the low-cost housing project before anything was done. So we're expecting him back on the 13th of October, Mandy.
So the director of Blackhead Consulting, Mr. Edwin Sodi, is now giving a testimony.
Yes, he has already contradicted Timothy Mokgosi, who appeared yesterday. The HOD of housing in the Free State said that they went into an investment agreement with Edwin Sodi in which they bought a house. And according to Mokgosi, Sodi knew that he couldn't raise the bond, and so he was helping him to buy this house so that he could live in it. But Sodi contradicts this. He says it was purely an investment for him. He didn't even know that Mokgosi couldn't afford to raise the bond. And he didn't know at the beginning that Mokgosi needed to live in the house, but they later agreed that he could. But what remains a mystery, however, is why it is that if it was an investment agreement, Sodi's name appears nowhere in the ownership documents for that particular property. He has already also said that he paid 7.5 million rand to a former deputy director general of housing in Gauteng. And he says also that this was because they are business associates and they went into business after the DDG left government and went into property. He's testifying about that. And he's also testified about how he paid money towards ANC campaigns in about 2014.
Mandy? And Ntokwana, also this issue of former President Jacob Zuma's lawyers. They've written to the chairperson of the commission, to Zondo, saying that he needs to recuse himself due to his biased disposition towards the former president. Zuma saying he won't appear before the commission if Zondo is still the chair. What has been the response to that? Has Zondo mentioned it? And are you, you know, getting a sense of the reaction to that at all?
Oh, we were so hoping that the Deputy Chief Justice would say something, Mandy. But he has not. But that's in his way of doing things. When you expect him to come out and respond initially when the former president had written a letter to the commission complaining that now that the president has made amendments to the regulations of the commission and bodies including the NPA can have access to records of the commission and take action. And he was quiet for a very long time until he came out to make a statement earlier this month. This is the statement that the former president is now taking issue with, to say that it appears that the Deputy Chief Justice is biased towards him. And even though he didn't know this, he's telling us now, the former president, that they have a relationship that appears to be the reason why the Deputy Chief Justice is biased against him. So we were hoping that he would say something, but he has not. However, we are waiting, of course, for the 9th of October. This is the date that the former president is expected to either, you know, agree or not agree for a subpoena to be issued against him, because an application will be made on that date. He said he's not appearing on that date. He says he's not appearing before the commission at all from now onwards until the Deputy Chief Justice recuses himself. Mandy?
And Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, thank you for all of that from the Zondo Commission. Mosebenzi Zwane has now been given a week, and Zondo not saying anything just yet about President Zuma's letter.